You're listening to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis. This is Cruz 1996. Today, I will be showing you an app called Accounts 2. That's ACCOUNTS, the number 2. What this app does, it helps you keep track of your accounts. For example, if you have a Chase account, you could just put the name of the account that you have and the amount. And if you're going to withdraw, you could put it in there. That way, if you go and check online, your accounts will be balanced and up to date. So, today I'm using my iPod to demo this app, Accounts 2. Let's get started.
Unlock.
So, the first thing, when you launched Accounts 2, it will give you a sample checking and savings, which you can remove. I will guide you on how to remove those.
App switcher. Accounts 2. Active.
So I'm going to my account. I'm going to my app switcher, and then I'm going to swipe down to open Accounts 2.
Activate item. Accounts 2. Edit button.
So now, I first launch the application, and it's going to give me the sample checking and the sample savings, which I'm going to get rid of them just by pressing edit.
iPod, edit, but done.
Edit is on the left corner, and we will swipe down.
Cap D account, cap add, delete, cap D.
Delete?
Delete, delta, uptick, order.
Delete and
sample savings button.
Delete sample savings.
Delete sample set button. Delete reorders button. Delete sample delete. Set button. Sample check to order 99%.
So now, the interesting bug that I found here is that whenever you press edit, and whenever you press delete, it won't delete. So that's an interesting bug that I found here. And so now, to delete them completely, we're just going to press done on edit.
Edit.
And we're going to swipe down.
Sample check delete.
And delete it.
Alert. Deleting. Cancel. Okay.
Okay, so now.
Sample delete.
And now we're going to delete this one too.
Alert. Cancel. Okay. Okay. Accounts.
And now, there's no accounts. So, to add an account, you will double tap on the add button. Which the add button is on the right hand corner on the upper bar part of the screen. So double tap on add.
Double tap to add it.
And now for this one, you just want the name of your bank or checking. So for this example, I'm going to use checking. Checking.
Thinking.
And it's thinking.
Space. Add account. Set name. Name. Hacking. Click name. Text field is editing. Character mode checking.
Okay.
Insertion point
so
at end.
Now we're going to press save on the right hand corner
save
of the screen.
Button.
Okay.
Accounts.
So now
edit button.
We
edit. Add button.
Are here.
Checking button.
Now
actions
checking
available. Accounts back button.
We're here on checking. Now we're going to add something here.
99 add.
Add and you know
name. Text field.
This is where you're going to add. This is where you're going to add a deposit or a withdrawal. So let's say, for example, deposit. Deposit.
Thinking. Deposit. Inserted deposit. Next.
Okay, so now we're going to press next, which is on the bottom right corner of the screen.
Amount.
Text now,
field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Where it says amount, we're going to enter a fake amount just so you could get the idea of how this application works.
One,
so we got to enter
100 dollars and 0 cents.
So we're going to press save on the top right corner of the screen.
Delete. Not save. Button. Checking. Deposit. 12/21/15. -$100. -$100. Button. Edit. Deposit.
Okay, so
deposit,
let me
delete,
see what's
title,
going on here.
Default action. So name. Select hyphen. Selected. Hyphen plus.
Oh, okay.
Button, two.
I had it on the minus button, which we could fix that.
Selected. Save.
And
button.
Now it should be.
Checking. Deposit $100. Edit $100.
Oh, yay, I have $100. Now, you know, to withdraw an amount, you will do the same thing, except you will do the minus, which is the hyphen in this case. So let me bring up the add button.
Add button.
So we're going to put withdraw.
Next space.
Withdraw.
Thinking. Draw. H draw. Insert next.
Okay, so now we're going to press next.
Amount. Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
And the same thing, amount. So let's say that we want $70. Okay, so we're going to put the 7.
7. 0. 0. 7. 70. 0. 0.
And we're going to press save.
Save. But checking. $30.
Okay, so now I have $30. So this app is really accessible with VoiceOver. And, you know, it's awesome. And once again,
screen lock.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. See you soon.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.